Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we are honored to be joined by the manager of the New York Mets. I was just telling Mendy. Now, I don't know about you, Joe, at first, and I got to come clean here right to your face, Mendy. I'm not ducking anything. I hold myself accountable just like you would hold your players accountable, which is why we love you. When the hire first came down, I was upset because former Yankee, first-time manager, and I lost my mind. Might have even said something like, you know, Boone's lackey, whatever. And I apologize. I could not be more wrong.
I like that kind of billing.
Right, I'm an idiot, Mendy. You have shut me up. And oh, not only God. Have you shut me up, you, seriously, in year one, with this organization, going through the adversity that you went through right out of the gate, the 0-5 start, 11 games under 500, my God, getting to the NLCS. Oh, year one, have you ever seen anything like that?
Please, I love this guy. Let me just say this. There is a New York bias. Don't think there's not. You got hosed for the manager of the year. I mean, you beat the guy. No, hold on. He beats the guy in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
Who gets it? I don't understand. It's a regular season deal. But how you didn't get manager of the year when you bring a team that starts 5-0, then you're 12 games under 500. We're all deliriously upset.
Trade everyone.
Right. That's right. 100%. And then the next thing I know, they're the best team in baseball. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, look. First of all, thanks for having me.
You know? No, we appreciate it, really. Very happy when I heard of getting you on.
What an amazing day. You know? This is exciting. Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool, to be honest with you. There was a lot of adversity, you know, and a lot of people wanted me fired right away before I got
hired. No, I wasn't firing you, by the way.
Me either, for the record.
No, we weren't doing that.
But I knew what I was getting into it, you know, right away. I'm not going to lie, being in New York for, you know, the past 7 years across town, I know how it works, you know, but that helped me kind of prepare for this position and kind of going through the tough time. It wasn't easy, and I'm not gonna lie, but I was always positive because I knew I had really good players and I knew I had good people. So eventually, I knew we were going to figure it out. It took a little bit longer than what we anticipated, but what an amazing year, and that's in the past. Now we got to get ready for 2025. You mentioned the manager of the year. It was an honor for me just to be, you know, that my name was up there. My job is to win a championship, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not here to for those awards. Like I said, it's a privilege. It's an honor that, you know, your name is up there. But at the end of the day, it's about winning. So
one more for me, Mendy, about the past before we get into the future. And there's obviously a lot there. I don't get, obviously I learned, I'm like, God, look at this guy. He's tremendous in year one in New York, all that he's handling. How the hell did it take you so long to get the manager's job or a manager's job?
That's a good question.
I mean, right? I mean, all these people screwed up by not hiring you. Thank goodness.
No, look, I appreciate you, Saul. I don't know, man. I was just there, you know. Always the way I treated myself, even when I was in the minor leagues as a coach, and you know, every stop along the way, you know, whether it was a fourth coach, a manager, a coach, whatever, I always wanted to be the best at my position, you know. So when I first came to the big leagues, at the time it was a quality control coach. I didn't know what was supposed to do as a quality control, but I was in charge of the defense and all that with the Yankees, obviously. I wanted to be the best, you know. And then when I became the bench coach, I wanted to be the best bench coach there was in the league. Why it took a long time, I don't know. But I'm grateful for the opportunity here, and the fact that, you know, I'm wearing the Mets uniform is a privilege.
You know, unlike Sal, I like the fact that you were with the Yankees all the years, because you know, winning organization like they are, and I think that helped you coming here. I think that's got to be a plus. That, you know, you've seen winning in New York. Not that, you know, we're there for a World Series win or anything, but, you know, playoffs basically every year. You saw what it is to win in New York. I think that was only a plus for you, Carlos.
Yeah, definitely, you know. Being a part of a winning environment, you know, like giving yourself a chance to be in the playoff and, you know, make a run at winning the whole thing, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, and that's what, you know, obviously we're trying to do here. It starts with our owners, Steven Alex, and then David, you know, running the baseball operation, and you know, it's just exciting.
I'm sure we'll get to Pete in a second here. I'm dying to know. Give me your top three in the order. Where you've given this thought. You got Soto now. You got to be beyond excited. How do you see right now going into 2025 how you'd fill up the top three in that lineup card?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've been thinking a lot, you know, but we're here, what, January 20th?
Come on,
that
Andy!
Is?
I'm 20, yeah. Let's go!
You know, there's... The good thing is I got a lot of good options. You could go Lindor, Soto, Vientos. You could go Nemo, Lindor. I mean, Nemo, Lindor, Soto.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different ways you could go to, you know.
So you would know more than I would about those guys' preference. I see Lindor succeeding last year in the leadoff spot, so I say, well, he's probably going to be leadoff. I see Soto having great success in the two-hole last year. Maybe that's something he prefers. Have you talked to these guys about where they prefer? Do you think that Lindor needs to be leadoff? Because if not, that changes everything.
Yeah, no. Look, I haven't had those conversations with them yet. I'm kind of waiting until we report in spring training, see where we are on paper, you know.
who's there,
who's not. And then, you know, eventually once we get to Houston for opening day, I do need to have those conversations with them, obviously. We know the success that Lindor had last year when we put him on the leadoff spot. And then same thing with Soto. You know, this is a guy that hit second the whole year. So we'll see. The good thing is that they're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what makes them not only great players, but great teammates. And they want to win. So whatever we need to do to win baseball games, they're going to do it. So, again, I need to have those conversations with them, and the good thing is we got really good players.
Talking to Carlos Mendoza, of course, the manager of the Mets, Beringo and Sal Licata here. We're live at an amazing day at Citi Field. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, I want Pete back. I make no bones about it.
I want him back, too.
I've seen every big guy that's ever played for our team outside of David Wright leave this organization, all right? I want this guy to be a Met forever. I don't want to put you on the spot. You said it just now. You want to see him come back, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, look, he's out there. You know, he's got all the right to, you know, to maximize. You know, he earned it. You know, so we want him back. Not a secret. You know. But we'll see. You know, like I said, I'm still hopeful. You know, he's there. He's a great player, a great guy, great clubhouse guy. He posts. So, you know, he earned this opportunity. So he's out there, and we'll see what happens.
And there have been some reports already about Vientos taking reps at first, maybe Beatty at first. Have you given thought to that? What would you do in the event that there is no Pete?
Yeah, look, my job as a manager is to prepare the players and put them in a position to have success, right? So I'm managing the roster that we currently have, right? And we got options, you know. And the thing is we didn't want to wait till spring training. And then, oh, now you need to get reps here. So we wanted to get ahead. And, you know, we had those conversations with Vientos. We had those conversations with Brett Beatty. We also got Jarrett Yawn. We got, you know, Joey Meneses. You know, so we got depth there. We got some options. And then we'll see how, you know, how it plays out. I mean, not only till, you know, from now till we get to spring training, but once we get to Houston.
Does it worry you at all? You know, Vientos, young kid, okay, he comes up, has the big year playing third base. Now the possibility in his next year that he's got to learn a completely new position at first base. Does that concern you at all?
Not at all, because this is a guy that went through a lot last year. You know, remember, he showed up to spring training last year, and he had a really good chance of making the team. And then the last week, we ended up signing J.D. Martinez. And here we are having that conversation with him in my office, and David telling him that he's going to AAA, that he didn't make the team. That wasn't easy. And not only that, so he goes down there, continue to work, continue to put himself in a position where, like, there was a need here. It was an easier call for us. He gets the call. I don't know if you guys remember. He hits a walk-off.
Yes, of course.
And then the next day, I'm sending him down to the minors.
Right.
So, again, like, what else he needs to do to prove that he's a big league player? So, not worried. This is a guy that is up for any challenge. He wants to win. He's willing to do whatever it takes. And like I say, we'll see what happens.
Who can be this year's Vientos? He kind of came out of nowhere. You had J.D. Martinez as the DH. You just mentioned all the stuff that Vientos went through. Of the group, I mean, I see Acuna. I loved what I saw. I know you did, too. Yep. He just looked like he belonged right away. Mauricio, Beatty, is there one of those guys that would stand out or somebody else that I don't know that could be this year's Vientos?
Yeah. The good thing, there's we got some really good options there, you know. We were talking here about Vientos, but, you know, Brett Beatty's still there, right? Is Ronnie Mauricio? Is it Luis Angel Acuña? Is it a Drew Gilbert?
Right,
is it
right.
a Jack Williams? Is it Ryan Clifford, you know? And then that's on the position player side of things. On the pitching side of things, you know, you have Tidwell, you have Aspro, you have, you know, there's some really good names that are knocking on the door now that are going to have an opportunity to make an impact in the 2025. So I'm excited about the group, and I'm really looking forward to get to Port St. Lucie and watch this kid play and perform.
The rotation. Okay, so let me just throw it out there. So the rotation, the way I see it, is Minaya, Senga, Peterson, Holmes, and Montas. Is that it right now, would you say?
Who's starting opening day, maybe?
you got that one pretty good.
Right? I mean, am I right? Is that pretty much the rotation?
Yeah,
right?
Look, you know, we got some big upside of the, you know, in the front of the rotation, but we also like our depth. You know you're going to need a lot of arms. You know, you're not mentioning a Griffin Canyon. You're not mentioning Paul Blackburn, you know.
Right.
So we got a lot of options there. I'm excited about Senga, obviously, you know.
Being healthy.
Yes. His offseason has been really, really good, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, we got options. Biggest thing is we need to keep those guys healthy.
Minaya was good a year ago in the first half. Then he turned into an ace in the second half. Obviously,
definitely.
Postseason, a lot of wear and tear on the arm, whatever. You view Minaya as more the ace in the second half?
Yeah, look, every time he took the baseball, you like the chances, you know. It didn't matter who we were facing. You know, if we were facing the other team's ace, you knew Sean was going to give you a chance that night. So that's a good feeling. You know, you got to give him credit because not a secret the way he dropped down his arm was fought. Yeah. And, you know, he put a lot of work. So, great year. I felt that way every time he took the baseball. And I will continue to feel that way moving forward.
He's kind of earned the opening day start, right?
Oh, that's too early, Saul.
Oh, come on, maybe you're trying to make some
come
news
on,
here. Give us something, man.
I gotta wait till we get to spring training and see what we got. But, you know, we'll see.
To me, the biggest transformation last year was David Peterson. I got to tell you. I mean, I never thought – I never thought he was any good. And this kid had a tremendous year. I mean, he was the next best pitcher to Minaya. How about the transformation of him? I mean, talk about Peterson.
Yeah, look, I was proud of him. This is a guy that had hip surgery, right, and missed the first couple of months. But the thing that I was impressed the most was his demeanor, his body language on the mound. You know, this is a guy that every time runners got on, he didn't panic. He continued to make pitches, got the ground ball when needed. So having the awareness of the situation was one of the things that really stand out for me. He turned himself in a very good starter.
No doubt.
And moving forward, we're going to continue to count on him.
You have done an excellent – I go from ripping him to now kissing his ass just completely. But you have done an excellent job with the balance of holding guys accountable but also being a manager that players want to play for. How have you been – is it just your experience? How have you been able to strike that balance perfectly?
Yeah, experience. You know, when I was a player, I always – you know, you're always watching and learning from your coaches and managers, and, you know, you're always thinking, like, if one day I get this opportunity, this is the way I would do it, you know. Holding guys accountable, that's where it starts. Having a sense of urgency, you know, is a big leagues. And, you know, you got to go out there and perform, but also keeping it fun, you know, because that's the other thing. You know, is you have to understand that it's a game that is a hard game that is played by human, and it's 162, it's a grind. Not all the time they're going to be feeling at their best, but, you know, they got to prepare. They got to go out there. They got to compete. They got to, you know, like I said, a little bit of sense of urgency here. And then you got to keep it loose. You got to keep it fun. You know, the communication is huge. I felt like every time as a player, you know, and throughout my.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Career, like when I had managers that were able to communicate with, you know, it didn't matter if you were the superstar or the 26th guy on the roster, you treated everyone the same, and that's what I'm doing here.
You know, you were all those years with the Yankees, now you're the manager of the Mets. Have you figured out now that the better fan base is ours? Have you figured
right
that out, Carlos?
Queens, yes.
Okay.
He was electric, especially the second half and towards the end of the year, you know, in September, you know, coming into the ballpark and being around the field and just packed and, you know, in the playoff, you know, and he was,
we're hungry here, Carlos. We're suffering here, you know?
No, we're not suffering.
Yeah. Not last year, but
not anymore.
We have, Carlos.
We need to keep it fun, you know?
No, right.
We need to enjoy it.
Right. Oh, we loved it last year.
Okay.
I mentioned this to Nimmo, and I'm going to tell you, I'm lucky enough to have seen both the championships with the Mets.
All right.
And I thought last year, even though we had a couple World Series, 2000, you know, 2015, all that, the last year was the, next to the championship years, the best year, the most fun year I ever had as a Met fan.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
It was special. It was special. But now on to 2025.
That's our
job. That's our goal. We're ready to go.
One of the things that made last year so special was Jose Iglesias. And everybody's talking about Pete. I mean, how imperative or important is it to have him back for the clubhouse culture? I know you're building a foundation regardless, and you should be able to lose guys and replace them. But, man, Iglesias was invaluable last year.
Yeah, he was a big part of that group, no question, you know. But, look, every year, every roster, every situation is different, you know. And he's still out there, you know. So we'll see what's going to happen. He was, like you said, a big influence in that clubhouse in a positive way, and he played well. Not only, you know, so the impact in the locker room and then the way he performed, you know, it was huge. So, but look, I just mentioned a lot of the guys that are going to get opportunities, you know, and we got a lot of guys that were willing to give a chance, and we'll see what happens.
You know, last year was just, like I said, just such a magical year. Now you go into this year. Do you feel a little more pressure now? Because now there was no expectation level last year. Now you got an expectation level. How about that aspect, especially with Soto?
There's always expectations. You know, last year I came in here and everybody was talking about, it's New York. You know?
No, I know.
It's New York. Like, there is every year, you know, and you just have to embrace it, you know. I love the fact that people are now talking about expectations and all that. That's what you want. You want the organization to be in the conversation. It's right there, you know. What's the alternative, you know? So this is what you want. You have to face it. You have to embrace it. You have to enjoy it. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to put on the uniform again and go out and compete with the boys.
You look at a challenge of making this more of a Mets town. Like, even Dellin Betances, who was a Yankee, came over to the Mets, like, this will always be a Yankees town. We're old enough, even I am, to remember when
Not the 80s.
It was a Mets town in the 80s. You have a chance, and you started great last year. You ever think about maybe taking this? You swept the Yankees in the Subway Series, taking it back from your former club?
That was pretty good.
Look, I don't see it as Mets, Yankees. I know fans wants to hear it differently.
Of course.
Our job, our focus is be the best organization there is in baseball. You know, and we know we got work to do, but we're on the right track, you know. And our job is to continue to put a product on the field that is going to be able to compete for championships. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we'll continue to strive for. So I don't see it as, taking over the town. No. I mean, they're doing their thing. We're doing our thing. If we get to face him in October, that's a good thing for New York.
You know, before I let you go again, we're talking to the manager of the Mets, Carlos Mendoza, Joe and Sal here at the amazing day at Citi Field. I'm a big Jet fan, football, okay, big time. And hopefully I finally got a coach now with Aaron Glenn. I can't tell you how many times watching games last year with my wife, watching you guys, and I said, Tara, can Mendoza coach the Jets? I can't tell you, Carlos, how many times I made that statement. Now, hopefully we got a guy now with Aaron Glenn. But that's how much I enjoyed what you did last year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot. Here we are. We got a job to do.
have you texted Booney yet? Some trash talk about getting Soto?
No.
Soto, maybe. Come on.
You stick it to him a little.
Because it's not gonna be the last time a player goes into free agent, and he's either gonna be the Mets, the Yankees. The good thing is that we're both in the conversation, and that's great.
Right.
That's what you want, especially for the city of New York. That the both teams are always going to go and fight for the big fish. So this year we got them. But who knows what's going to happen next year? It could be a player where, it'll be the opposite. So, got to stay home.
That's what makes you so great. No, I get it. But filling out that lineup card with Juan Soto's name in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When we got him, I was like, oh, my God, we got him.
Right, yeah.
So, he's a different feeling. But also, we got really good players already here in place. So, I'm excited for that.
Mandy, well, I'm sorry, Joe, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it is a pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you as a long, forever Met fan. I've been there since day one. I'm an old man.
Appreciate that.
I love you. Keep it up. I don't want to be killing you this year, all right, Carlos?
Oh, you will at times. That's part of it.
I will at some point.
And that's
why
okay.
Did he take this guy out? Taking him out?
What is he doing? Why so-and-so hitting here?
Him out now.
But I love that. That's part
right,
of it.
Right, right.
And here we are,
right.
A really good conversation. So,
But to be fair, you've earned, not that you care about this, but I can't question you because you've had success.
He's
so if you do make
it. You got all the, you can question all you want.
If I feel like I need to, I will. But you've earned the trust of where you make a move. You know what? I got to trust it because Mendy has had success here. Now we know you're going to be here a long time. Hopefully we'll see what happens.
We hope so, too.
Mendy, great first year.
Carlos.
And thank you for the time.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.